All right, we're here with Thomas Lovgren. He's the property book officer with the Fort McCoy Central Issue Facility, which is part of the Fort McCoy Logistics Readiness Center. Thomas, can you tell us a little bit about what this Central Issue Facility is to the Army and to this installation?
Yes, thank you. This Central Issue Facility, this newer one here, was built in 2015. Year 2015, cost of $10 million, 62,548 square feet. We typically do about between $30 and $40 million worth of CIF transactions annually, which equates to about 400,000 to 500,000 pieces of equipment is issued out and turned in each year. Reserve soldiers account for probably 98% of the CIF transactions at this CIF. As a matter of fact, the CIF was built with reserve funding, and the reserve soldiers, this is the only CIF that's been given authorization, well, that actually takes us on, to issue OCIA directly to the reserve soldiers. So that means that a reserve soldier coming here for training to Fort McCoy, or they want to do a turn-in or an issue, they can schedule an appointment, come here, get the OCI issued to them, or in this case, direct exchange, the universal camouflage pattern for the OCP pattern, camouflage pattern, which is a newer version. Then they can take it with them to home station. One of the selling points we like to say to units is, not only do you come to Fort McCoy for great training ranges, great barracks, great, a lot of things, you can come to Fort McCoy, get your OCI issued directly to you as a soldier on your individual citizen record, use it for your training, and then take it back home with you, which you'll maintain as long as you're in the Army Reserves.
Well, one of the unique things that this CIF offers is you have the capability of issuing equipment and other items that can be used for different seasons.
We have the two issues here. We have the extreme cold weather clothing system, which is a 7-layer system, which reserve soldiers in certain climate zones can have. And then we ordered additional cold weather gear for the cold weather training that was going on around here. Units can request it to go out, like we got the white parka and trousers, and then we got certain mittens and certain socks, mm-hmm, and certain type of stuff like that. About 1,000 sets that units can go ahead and sign up for their winter training gear.
Yeah. And could you explain a little bit more about, we had a unit here just coming in to exchange their older issue items and get the new OCP items.
Yes.
How important is that for a unit to be able to come in and do that? And you had some very good feedback just while you were standing here getting that. How important is that for you to have that feedback and for them to be able to just come in and do that in an afternoon?
Absolutely. Plus, we're open 7 days a week, Saturday and Sunday. I believe we're the only CIF around anywhere that's open 7 days a week. So the soldiers, they can come in, be properly sized, try the equipment on, make sure it fits them, so it's instant. They get that equipment instant, and they're changing the old pattern to the new pattern so that they're ready to go. It's part of a unit having what they need to move forward. And it's the new pattern.
Now you've been, we discussed earlier, you've been working for in this position at Fort McCoy for almost 2 decades.
Yes, correct.
You've seen quite a bit. You worked at the old building and in this new building since 2015.
Yes.
How important of a role does a CIF play in the success of the mission for the Army?
Let me give you a case in point. We had a unit back in the old CIF that came here from down south, and they were supposed to go to the field for warrants or CSTX, but they had like 50 of their soldiers didn't have helmets, right? So you can't go out in the field if you don't have helmets. So if we wasn't available to issue them their helmets, they wouldn't have been allowed to go out to the field. So if you take a look at it as a taxpayer, we're sending these soldiers to Fort McCoy, but they can't go out in the field to train unless they got the helmet. So we provide the equipment to the soldiers that can do the training that they need, go out, fight, come back, do their training, keep them warm during the cold, and also protect their body. You know, body armor, plates, ACHs, etc.
Approximately how many soldiers do you think you help each fiscal year?
Average, average, we're looking at about 8,000 issues, about 4,000 turn-ins, which is going up considerably, and then we do all the hand receipts. So you could take, for example, everything in this CIF currently is about $35 million worth of stock, roughly 550,000 pieces of equipment. Everything in here, we typically do between $30 and $40 million worth of CIF transactions. That means everything in here is flipped.
Okay.
Whether that's issued, a turn-in, a bulk individual issue, bulk issue, or bulk turn-in, that's what's going on. And the soldiers, there's a transportation cost avoidance involved with soldiers being able to come here, do their turn-in, get the issue, and then also for bulk issues, bio-team things.
And that transportation avoidance cost, that you said that's very significant.
Oh, it is. For example, a unit coming to Fort McCoy, let's say they need 100 body armor and 100 plates or 200 plates, there's a cost associated with shipping that either to the unit or to Fort McCoy, then to be shipped back to Sierra Army Depot, if that's where it's coming from, and it all costs money, where we have it right here. Additionally, all the reserve armories in the United States, the packages are being shipped for a soldier, right? Package for a soldier. We get 3-4 semi-trucks load a year of the equipment. We save that transportation minus the 4 shipments. The transportation cost for each one of those packages going to the reserve armory, because the soldiers coming here anyway. They're coming here for training, so they pick their equipment up. And an average transportation savings, average, were about $420,000 a year.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, which is considerable. Yes, it is.
That's money that could go somewhere else.
Yes, exactly.
Anything else you would like to add about the importance of this central issue facility?
The CIF is a beautiful facility. We open 7 days a week, 0730 to 1600 hours. We're here to support the soldiers. Full service support for the reserve soldiers, issue, turn in, direct exchange. Anything, we have MOS specific OCIE to include coveralls, steel toe boots, we have maternity uniforms, all OCP pattern. So we're a full service CIF. Main customer, the Army Reserve Soldier, and we're open for business.